Carlson racing back to get it. Lost it to Desjardins along the left boards. To Dano, left point. To Desjardins. Shoots. He scores! Andrew Desjardins with his fourth goal in three games. It's into an empty Ottawa net. And this will seal the deal for the Hawks.
Let's go.
Three, two, one.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk. Sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Breakfast with the Blackhawk. It's Nick DiGilio in for Steve Cochran, who's got today and tomorrow off. I'll be filling in for him. And some people might know this. I'm kind of a Blackhawks fan, just a cursory.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. And I'm thrilled to be a part of Breakfast with a Blackhawk. And I'm really thrilled to welcome to the show, and you just heard the highlight, his fourth goal in three games the other night. Andrew Desjardins joins us. Andrew, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk a little bit about that. The fourth goal. Set it up for us. Fourth goal in three games. Set that one up for us.
The last one there. Yeah, it was just well, it was an empty netter, but we cost me the great block. Chased it down. They were under a little stress. Tried to steal the wall. Caused a little bit of issue there, and Dano came in and made a great play to me, and it was a wide open cage, and I just threw it in there.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the line that you're working with. You're working with some great guys on that line. Tell me about what it's like to work on them with those guys.
Oh, it's great. I think we've really established the kind of game that we want to play. Hard into puck areas. Possession as well. And playing good D, we're put out in situations that, we have to be good in our end. A lot of D zone draws, a lot of like last minutes, periods, start of periods after goals. So, all those key times, we have to wrap our heads around and play a good mental game as well.
Are you comfortable with that role that you have on this team?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. I've always been somewhat of a defensive kind of forward, I guess you could say, all the way through junior hockey and kind of all the way through the professional level. To get a job like that where you're relied upon to shut down a little bit to play that defensive role is it's a truly an honor. I think it's every game's a little different, but to be put in that situation is just amazing.
Especially on this team, right, where that's such an important part of the way the Blackhawks play.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think first and most, we have to keep pucks out of our net, and I think the way Coach Q is, and that's what he stresses on. We don't want to win games 7-5 or 6-5. We want to try to keep the puck out of our net as much as possible.
Well, you mentioned Andrew, you don't want to have any high scoring games. There's got to be a little more confidence in you going to the net and taking some chances when you got a guy like Crow in the net who's got six shutouts already. I mean, what is that? How does that add your confidence?
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. He just the quality of saves that he makes in key moments, and it's pretty outstanding stuff. I don't think I would have given him the credit. Before coming here, I didn't realize how good he was, and how steady of a goaltender he is. I mean, it's just it's a team effort, but just the quality of saves that he makes at key moments is outstanding.
Yeah, and I think that means you guys go, all right, we got Crow's in the net, so we can take a little risk here and get to the net and take a chance. Let me ask you this. You're on a, hockey can be a streaky game, as you know, Andrew. Sometimes you're cold, sometimes you're hot. You're hot right now, obviously, four goals in three games. Now, is there anything that you're doing that you won't change? Are there habits that you have right now because you're on this streak? Are you, not changing your underwear? Are you wearing the same, that kind of stuff? Anything?
No, not really. I'm just trying to focus on is First is just to work as hard as I can. Honestly, I have nothing superstitious that I really try to do every game. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, stick to the same routine, I guess, a little bit, which is, you know, just doing the little things, the stretching, the I don't know, I guess I do tie my right skate first, some stuff like that. But I mean, for the most part, it's just, you know, trying to wrap your head around, you know, moving your legs and working as hard as you can. And, you know, those chances are going to keep coming if you do that. So I think that's basically what I'm focusing on, I guess.
2015 was obviously a rather eventful year in your life. So you end up coming to the Blackhawks. Couple of months later, you're winning a Stanley Cup. Then after that, you're a free agent, but briefly, kind of describe what that had to be, sort of a roller coaster for you from an emotional standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, it was something else. You know, we had a little baby boy there in January too, so we got that in the mix as well. And you know, it's just, yeah, it was just an outstanding situation, though, really. I mean, it couldn't have ended up any better. It was definitely tough times, you know, even just coming home and saying, you know, that I'm going to Chicago, just for the whole wrapping your head around it. I think that was the hardest part, just knowing that you've been somewhere for a number of years and now you're going somewhere new. But it was a great experience. And I mean, obviously the season ended just on such a high note that, you know, I couldn't have asked for anything more. Just outstanding stuff.
You know, piggybacking that, Andrew, can you describe what it was like Game 3 Nashville for your first goal as a Hawk?
And that's the other thing. It seemed like everything just, you know, kind of fell into place for me. You know, I'm not even sure exactly what shift number that went or exactly when that goal was, but I just remember, you know, coming in and, you know, being able to contribute in a game like that. You know, obviously that's what you dream about, coming in and helping out your team to continue in the playoffs and to win games. So I think that was outstanding as well.
Outstanding. Well, listen, we have a question from a listener, Brian Beverly, who's from Chicago, basically has the question, what stadium is the toughest for you guys to play in? Even though, you know, Hawks fans travel very well. For you, Andrew, what's the toughest stadium to play in?
You know, I'm trying to wrap my head around this one. I've had this question a few times, but to be honest, like, it's a hard one. I think, I think MSG is pretty hard just because it's, you know, they've had a good team number of years here, and they're, they have a pretty good fan base there. It's pretty loud, and, you know, they play a pretty hard game in their home barn. But, I mean, in my opinion, I think we have the best. I mean, as being a visitor of Chicago, I think our building, honestly, every time I get asked that question, I still think back to when I played for San Jose coming to Chicago, and I can't wrap my head around it anymore. That's automatically what first comes to my head is the Chicago, Chicago arena.
We like our Hawks here, Andrew. There's no question about it. Brian, thanks for the question, and as a result, you get yourself a signed puck, courtesy of MB Financial. Andrew, pleasure watching you, man. Play the game. I love the way you play the game. Congratulations on this streak, and go get Pittsburgh tonight, man.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
All right. Take care. There's Andrew Desjarnes, who is on an unbelievable tear right now.